You're listening to SBS News.
Authorities say there are likely still undetected cases of coronavirus in Victoria despite the state recording its fourth straight day of no new infections or deaths. The last time there were four consecutive days of no new cases was in late February. There are now 38 active coronavirus cases in Victoria, the lowest number of active cases since the government began recording them on the 29th of March. Commander of Testing Jerome Weimer says more than 232,000 people have been tested for coronavirus across Victoria over the past fortnight.
It's a really phenomenal and very consistent trend. We've seen over 187,000 people in Melbourne get tested and 44,000 people across regional Victoria go through that testing process in the last 2 weeks. If I look at the last 2 weeks, those numbers are really significantly up on the previous two-week period. And what it shows is that people are determined to do the right thing.
New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired coronavirus case, a staff member at Jasmine's One Lebanese restaurant in Liverpool. The staff member worked three shifts while potentially infectious. A further two cases among returned travellers in hotel quarantine have also been reported. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health is urging anyone who attended the restaurant on the days the infected staff member worked to get tested immediately and self-isolate for 14 days, regardless of the result.
The dates and times are Monday the 26th of October from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m, Saturday the 31st of October from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m, and Sunday the 1st of November from 9 a.m. to 1:45 p.m. Anyone who attended for less than 1 hour during the above times is a casual contact and must monitor for symptoms and get tested immediately if they develop. After testing, you must remain in isolation until a negative test result is received.
And there have been long delays at checkpoints into Queensland today as the state's hardline border restrictions ease. Residents from regional New South Wales are now allowed into the Sunshine State after months of closures because of the coronavirus, but Queensland remains shut off to residents in Greater Sydney and Victoria. Gold Coast District Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler says he's pleased with the way traffic is flowing.
Most importantly, the majority of people have actually got themselves a pass, which is really good to see. And I think what's really helped here as well is the fact we're honouring those X-passes for people who've got a current X-pass, and we'll continue to do that, and that's helping get the traffic through. Look, in terms of the volumes that we've seen and some of our activities across our border checkpoints, since the 8th of August, which was the other significant change we had, we've intercepted some 90,000 vehicles.
Meanwhile, at Sydney Airport this morning, a number of flights left under the new arrangement, with residents outside of Greater Sydney told to go directly from their homes to the airport before boarding their flights. Jack was one of those booked on a flight bound for Brisbane.
Residing outside of Sydney, down in Wollongong, and been needing to get up there for work for some time. So we've just been dropped here by my wife, straight, no stopping, and now hopefully heading up to Brisbane. Spent quite a bit of time scrolling the internet yesterday, trying to figure it out, making sure it's done, got my declaration fixed, got my PPE.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the state will relax its border restrictions with Victoria in around 2 weeks. The change will mean the hard border closure with Victoria will go, with people allowed to quarantine for 14 days in a home environment instead of in a hotel. Mr Marshall says the change will depend on COVID-19 cases in Victoria remaining low, but he's remaining optimistic.
I think we've got to be very careful not to give false hope, but at the same time, I think we are in a position where Victoria has done very well. They've locked down very hard, and that has meant that they've got those numbers right down. What we need to see now is what the effects are going to be as that mobility increases.
And Northern Territorians have snapped up thousands of COVID-19 stimulus vouchers designed to help the top end's pandemic-ravaged tourism sector. The NT's tourism voucher scheme went live on Monday night, with all $12,200 travel coupons spoken for in just a couple of hours. More than 26,000 people hit the website in the first hour, causing lengthy delays for many. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language, sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.